episode 265.
Actually, it's funny because on the times that you don't expect, you're going to have a lot, like school just started last week, and it was the first week, the first Wednesday of the month was right after the holiday. And we thought, oh my God, this is, we're not going to show how many, 195 showed up. And that was the day after the Monday holiday.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Listen to this interesting personal story. It started through a realtor house showing and grew into a multi-branch transmission store partnership and then on to one of the most recognized shops when it comes to women's clinics. Welcome, aftermarket professionals. Carm Capriotto here, and welcome to the Remarkable Results Radio Podcast, episode 265 with Kevin Hurley from Mission Viejo Transmissions and Auto Repair from Mission Viejo, California. Find the talking points for this episode at remarkableresults.biz/E265. Hey, thanks to Federal Mogul Motor Parts and Garage Gurus for their support in bringing you these aftermarket stories of success. For serious technical training and support, online, on site, and on demand, Garage Gurus is everything you need to know. Find out more at fmgaragegurus.com. Okay, let's think this through. Ever wonder about the power of podcasts? You get a chance to find a new companion, even if it's for about 40 minutes. The next time you may meet this person, you'll know a lot more about him or her and feel almost a kinship. That's the power of intimacy that podcasting is. Okay, you learn things every day. It's almost a requirement in today's business world. But never discount the learning power in the voice you hear and the fact that you don't need your eyes to take part. So thanks for being here, and now you are prepared to know everything there is to know on how to put on a woman's clinic that will have your entire county talking. Meet Kevin Hurley from Mission Viejo Transmission and Auto Repair from Mission Viejo, California. Kevin is a natural storyteller, and he brings his passion for the business and his number one pet project, creating a very powerful brand called Girls in the Garage. I want to warn you, this interview is a blast, a lot of fun. Kevin shared his great details on how he put on the event. Of course, it has been an evolution, but what an evolution it's been. He's invested big money in the program and says that the ROI works for him. Spend the time to get a dozen or more great ideas from Kevin, and then get busy yourself with your own women's clinics. You'll never get to the level Kevin is without starting. Hey, make sure your seatbelt is on because you are in for a fun ride. Now meet Kevin Hurley from Mission Viejo Transmission and Repair and his trademarked program, Girls in the Garage. Hey, a warm welcome to Kevin Hurley from Mission Viejo Transmission and Auto Repair out in Mission Viejo, California. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem, Kevin. We have a lot to talk about. Number one, and I really want to dedicate the show to your great program called Girls in the Garage. And I want to thank Joe McDonald from Jasper for hooking us up because you've got a great story to tell. But I'd love to find out how it all started.
You know, I was in college. I was studying sales and marketing at Cal State Fullerton in California. Really didn't know what I wanted to do. And auto repair was not even a question. It wasn't even on the agenda. It wasn't even anything I would think about. As part of my studies, I had had 4 years of Spanish in college or in high school. Went to Servite High School in Anaheim, and to go into college and take some elective courses, that was an easy one for me to take because I knew it. And so I took 3 more years of Spanish in college. And the best part was that the classes were all girls. There was only a couple guys, so it was a fun thing to do. I'd go in because the classes were fun. And
hey, that's why I took typing in high school also.
It was a fun one. So anyway, what happened was, is over when I was still in college, before I graduated, I went into real estate. I worked in restaurants, and I went into real estate just to do something with sales. So I met some people through the restaurant business that were working for a place called Merrill Lynch, which was a real estate office right around the corner. So I started with them, And the way I used to, you know, in real estate, my office was, we helped each other with open houses and things like that. So I had a lady in office ask me if I'd have this open house for the people. And the house was not a really nice house. It was just on a corner, a busy street. And anyway, I had some work to do and some paperwork. And I said, yeah, I'll do it. So as I was at the open house, some people from Mexico City came through. And there was two couples. And they were looking at houses. It turned out they were in the United States to buy an Amco transmission franchise in Capistrano Beach, California, which is a nice beach town around us. So they came into the house, and I never followed people around in every room. I said, you know what? You have any questions, let me know. So the house was kind of a horseshoe-shaped house, and I could hear everything they're saying. So they're speaking in Spanish. They're saying, oh, my God, I wouldn't want this house if you paid me to take it. I wouldn't move from Mexico City for this. So as they were walking out, I asked them, I said, any questions? And in English, they said, oh, it's a very nice house. Thank you. And I said in Spanish, I don't like it either. I can show you some real houses. You want to see some real houses. And they just died. I mean, it was just, they laughed and laughed. And so anyway, while the two gentlemen were in doing their due diligence on the Amco transmission store, I took the wives out and showed them houses. And so about 2 weeks after they did the deal, they called me and said, hey, how would you like to work for us? And I said, in doing what? In an auto repair shop? They said, yeah, you'll be great. I go, no. I go, no, sorry. I don't know anything about cars. I don't know anything about, you know, fixing cars for sure. And he said, no, you don't need to know anything. I said, no. I go, thanks anyway, but that was very nice of you. So they called again, called a second time. And this was like a week later. I go, no, we really, really want you to work for us. I think you'd be great. It's just, you know, your personality. It's just one of those things that we'd really like you to try it. And I said no twice.
And you were being recruited, but didn't know that.
I was being recruited hard. The third time they called, I had just about had it, you know, with real estate. And one of the things is my office was real chatty and I really didn't get a lot done. And so the guy just directly called me, says, how much you make? And I was making big bucks, man. And I said, because I had a, you know, back then, you know, in 1980, I said, I make $45,000 last year. He goes, really? I go, yeah. He goes, I'll pay you that and give you 10% commission on anything you sell at the shop. It kind of got my attention. I was about ready to get out of real estate.
That was a Godfather move, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. So I go, oh, all right. So I tried it. And, you know, of course, when you're the first one at the shop or a new guy at the shop, they play all the games on you. I had a car with a stick transmission. And they said, you know, the first thing you need to know is you need to go out and, you know, find out, you know, what your level of your transmission fluid is. So go out and check it for me right now. And of course, you couldn't because it's under the car. So long story short, I started Amco in 1980. The shop that I was at was actually ranked about 700. There's about 900 stores. It was like 700 towards the bottom. 3 years, I brought it to the number one shop in the country. And it stayed that way for every year I was there. And that was, geez, at least 17 years I was there.
Is that the place you own now?
No. What I did when I was at Amco, the beach town we were in, I started buying shops around me. My partner and I started saying, you know what, this Dana Point transmission over here is, you know, we could run that and be our own competition. So long story short, we had every transmission shop within 8 miles of us. And we had six of them, and they were all us. So we didn't care where people went. It's just that, you know, they say, you know what? I'm not going to come here. I'm going to go over to the Dana Point transmission. I go, you know what? That's a great place. You know, you should check them out. So it was wherever the cars went, it was me. So then Amco Transmission got wind of that and said, you know what? I don't think this is for us. Either you get rid of the independent shops or you're out of here. I said, you know what? I'll see you later. So anyway, I ran with the other shops and I had partners in the shops and I actually ended up selling them to the partners and keeping one. And this was the best one.
And that's Mission Viejo right now. My focus today is all about girls in the garage, and you've trademarked that.
Oh, yes, yes. It's another thing that just came about. I always wanted to do something fun, and I always wanted to have a shop that was like better than the average shop. We were already the best shop around as far as just being the go-to place. And it's all attributed to, I think, going back to AAMCO when I really didn't know much. I just treated everybody the best I could ever treat them. And it was really a thing where it was caring about people, really. I honestly had a lot of fun with a lot of people. We had people just stop by to say hi, guys all the time. There's a senior place around the corner. The guys just come and hang out. And when they got sick, I'd take them, breakfast or lunch or whatever they needed. And it was just like a more of a really tight community. And I really miss Capistrano Beach. But they're not that far from me. They're about 10 miles away. So, but that was a great place to be because it was really near the beach. The weather was great. So I went from there to here, but I always had a partner at AAMCO, and now I didn't have a partner when I opened Mission Viejo. And we'll get into it later, but our shop is not a usual shop.
I know that, and I do want you to describe what's going on with that. I remember when you and I were chatting, you said, Carm, I got the shop running just beautiful. I've carved myself out, and all I'm working on is girls in the garage. That's my passion.
I always thought that I would always be the front man. My son started working for me about 3 years ago, and my daughter's boyfriend, Ryan, we call him Ryan on fire. We have two Ryans. We have Ryan about to be fired, and we have Ryan on fire. So it's just a crazy atmosphere, and they really have taken the shop to the organizational levels. Because what we did is, at Mission Viejo Transmission, we were, for 25 years, we were a two-bay shop, 2,100 square feet, and four lifts, and that was it. And we did more business than the Firestone next door that had 10 bays. And it was incredible. So we had the opportunity to buy out a shop that was leaving. So we did. So we went from four lifts to 16. And we actually quadrupled our business, which was just, it was unbelievable. But I can't attribute that to square footage. I attribute that to girls in the garage.
Give me one word that describes your business success.
Compassion.
Is hustle in there somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, ask my wife. I think she knows what I look like. No, I've worked really hard. I've always gone over the top and made it. Number one, anyone in auto repair business, if you've been in this long, you've always run into people that are just, you can't help them. You just can't, and no matter what you do. And like I told my son, maybe five or six times in 25 years has I ever got to the point where, I just couldn't get over the fact that they were rude. You would. But it's like, so, and every time I got into it with anybody, I regretted it. I couldn't sleep. I just, no matter what it was, no matter if they were right, if they were wrong as wrong could be, if they were whoever they were with their personality, it would make me feel bad that I couldn't help them. So I think that attitude of, hey, I'm not better than you, that, yeah, you're right, and just be that way. It made me feel better, and it made our business explode.
Are you passionate to change the image of the industry?
I have changed in the industry for myself. We're in a center with six other shops. And as I was getting the other shop ready and doing the things that I wanted to do, the guy next door came in and goes, why are you epoxying your floors? Why do you want to spend that? He goes, people don't care. They want to know how much it's going to be and when it's going to be ready. I go, I beg to differ. He goes, all right. And there was actually a bet going on in a center. They gave me 6 months before I went out of business. And I go, man, who is a jerk that was going to take that bet? They must not know me.
So Kevin Hurley must have a passion for clean bathrooms and everything. I mean, if you epoxy the floors, what is your policy on clean bathrooms?
First thing is the bathroom that we have in the office is women only. It is the cleanest. We have some high-end perfume in there. Surprisingly, it's all still there. But one of the most expensive things we buy is, you know, if you were buying, like, say, you know, a spark plug for this amount, and you can get the best that for this amount, it's toilet paper in a women's bathroom. It is the best we can get. It is just one of the things that it's a very clean, every like half an hour we go in there and make sure it is spotless. If anyone goes in and later they leave, we go in and clean it again. So it's a spotless bathroom. It's very comfortable. It's very inviting. Our office itself is very inviting. There is not one point of sale item in the office at all. It's all about comfort. It's like you're sitting in your living room, basically.
I'm talking with Anthony Frohwein, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. What are the techs saying about your visit?
Every single time that I set up a training, I try to position the van inside the shop. You know, you're part of their house at that point. Whenever you set aside that time, you tell them that you're coming in, you're providing a lunch, and you're really bringing something of meat and value to the table. Once they get a taste of it, really, by the time you're done, they're asking, when can you come back?
When can you come back? Or, hey, what else you got in your bag of tricks?
Exactly. Exactly.
So the greatest outcome of your visit to a professional shop
is just to really make a difference in their everyday procedures to maximize the premium end of the product that's being installed. But ultimately, for me being a next shop owner as well, is to maximize their profitability in installing the part right the first time and having a happy customer. I always say happy customer is like a happy wife. Happy wife, happy life. Same thing goes with the customer.
I've heard that before. So you take a Wagner OEX pad and you put it into the hands of a technician. What happens?
First off, they're floored with the cut design on the front end. They'd never seen a brake pad like this before. And then you start to break it down into why it's cut the way it is and how it's application or platform specific, how the backing plates are no longer painted, they're zinc coated, and that's for tolerance level, so that way you don't have buildup on the ears and fitting into the hardware. I mean, you get into all the little nuances that they've changed around with that brake pad on top of the performance end of it. I mean, it's phenomenal. And then once they physically try the brake pad, either on a customer's car or their own vehicle, I've heard nothing but rave reviews about the brake pad.
Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. Is what you're doing in the showroom and your passion for making it right for women, is it all driven toward the girls in the garage theme?
It is. We have, you know, most of the cars that come in, or most of the delivery of the cars come in with women, bring them in either, you know, for their husbands or for themselves. And I strongly believe that out in the world of auto repair, that they have that stigma that they're going to somehow, somewhere, we're going to take advantage of them. And it just doesn't feel that way here. It's just a fun, nice, you know, for kids too. The kids have a little play area, and, you know, everything's kept extremely, extremely, extremely clean at all times.
Okay, you've set this up for us. You've really helped us understand where you're coming from, how you prepare your business each and every day, almost every half hour, to be sure it has the best front facing to your customer, be it male or female. Let's jump into Girls in the Garage and all the great things you told me about this event that you hold monthly and what you've done to prepare your place each and every month to pull off this event and the Girl Scouts. I'm just going to sit back and I just want you to explain to the audience how it works.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me start with how it started. I have a friend who's a real estate agent who came to me and said, you know what, I've got 8 women clients right now, and I want to do something special for them. Do you think that you could just show us something on a car for an hour? I'm going to bring wine and cheese, and we'll just, you know, have a good time. And you think you could do that? And I go, of course. I go, And I started thinking about it. I said, when do you want this to happen? She goes, well, it's going to be in about 2 weeks. And I said, okay. So she goes, go ahead and think about it, what you want to do, and we'll get it together. So over that 2 weeks, we're trying to think, we're trying to brainstorm, what do we want to show them? And this is still in the little shop. This is the four bay shop. And so we came up with kind of a game where we would have three car stations. And then I called all my vendors and said, you know what? I need some prizes. I need something. You want to donate something to us because we're going to give away some stuff. And so what happened is over the 2 weeks with us planning it and the word getting out, that night we had 81 women.
This was just an idea of eight women. And you put your showman hat on, basically what you did.
Well, yeah, and we had other women coming in and say, hey, you know, we're going to do this. Would you be interested? Yeah, we'll come. Like, we had food. We decorated the shop. We had three car stations. We had all the cars cleaned and engines cleaned and everything. So what we would do is the first station they'd go to, we would give them a bracelet. And this is at night, and it glowed in the dark. So we know what stations they went through. So the next station, we had a glow-in-the-dark necklace. And then the next station, there is another glow-in-the-dark deal. And we knew. So we had left wrist, right wrist necklace. So we knew what they did. And so I said, okay, if everyone runs through all three stations, I borrowed a spinning wheel from one of our vendors. I said, you can spin the wheel and you can win. So it's just like, and there was more wine there than any. It was so funny. We had beer and wine, and we had 81 women. And it was the funnest experience we've ever had. It was crazy. The best part about it was one of the women we taught, she wanted to know everything. She wanted to know how to check her oil, check her tire pressure. We taught them how to jump a car. We had different things where we, you know, showed them how to take off an air filter and see that it was dirty or check their transmission fluid. So there was one particular lady, her name's Lynette, so funny. She wanted to learn everything. And she happened to win a pair of jumper cables in this little process. And one of the girls that came left her lights on. And we got on a loudspeaker and said, hello, Lynette. You want to see if you learned something? We got all these women around these cars. We put them head to head. We said, okay, go ahead. And they proceeded to jump this car to the loudest cheering, clapping ovation you've ever heard in your life.
Proof in the pudding.
Oh my God, it was so great. So anyway, she goes home and she goes to her husband. She goes, I learned how to check my oil, do this, jump a car. And her husband goes, really? He goes, prove it. So she goes, come on out. So they go out to her car. This is the best story. He goes, okay, show me how to check your oil. She didn't know how to open her hood. We didn't teach that. She had no idea how to open her hood. So she calls the next morning. She goes, I learned this and this and this, but I was so embarrassed because I didn't know how to open my hood. So now what we do, that is the absolute first station, how to open your hood. And so that's kind of the funny first station that's forever will be how to open the hood of your car.
Great, great story. Talk about a learning curve, huh?
Oh, yeah. So then we got a lot of, after that night, we go, wow, this is something. So we decided to do it again. It took a lot to get that going. It was a lot of work. So I think we did it again about 4 months later, and we advertised it. And this time we had 159 women who show up. And this is all new stuff. Then we go, wow, that was fun. And we were giving away coupons for free oil changes and things like that. But the oil change, we give them a free oil change, but they had to help us do it. So that was kind of fun. They'd come in and bring their own cars, and we'd show them how to check the oil in their own car, the tire pressure, all those things, and then show them, you know, what the oil change consists of, and that's what we're doing. So it kind of grew from there, and it was to go back and look at the pictures from the first night and to look at the pictures now and the videos and all the YouTube stuff, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. We've transformed it into something that is just spectacular.
I'm so impressed that you continued this as a major feature of your company, not just something that I think we'll do a couple of these a year when we get in the mood. I mean, this is a monthly thing for you now, right?
Right now, it's every month. I got to tell you, the guys love it. Our mechanics are the only guys there. They are like rock stars because the women, they want to learn and they're good at it. They are. They're great. And they have so much enthusiasm and want to learn. There's so many things that we learn as we go along. Like the opening the hood thing. We never thought of teaching them that. Also, different questions they have are just some of the most hilarious things you can think of. And it's just, so we kind of programmed our deal as kind of like a process you go through. We have 12 car stations and we have a lanyard that goes around their neck now. And it has all the car stations on it. And as they go through and learn on that station, they get punched on the card. And so after I think it's 7 out of 12 they can do, depending on time, then they get to go to the prize stage, win all kinds of stuff. The cool thing was, and after doing a couple of them, we got a call from KNX 1070 Radio, which is LA, huge, huge radio station in Los Angeles. And they asked me to be a hero of the week, which the interview on the phone, when they called and they wanted to interview me, and I said, okay, when would you like to do it? And they said, well, how about right now? Okay. It turned out to be the best interview I have ever done. And the way it came out was just spectacular for them because they kept playing mine over. It was a KNX 1070 Hero of the Week. And what they do is they played it probably 200 times over that weekend. And it was a news station. So that was crazy. But then they kept playing it because the other interviews they had were not as spicy and fun. So they kept saying Hero of the Week, and it went on for a year. And we got so many people in LA County. It's all over the place that would hear about it. And then the word kind of got out. And then we got a call from the Hallmark Channel. And the Hallmark Channel says, hey, we would like to do a segment with you. I go, really? Okay. So that was interesting. So one of my mechanics and I went to Universal Studios in Hollywood, and we filmed all day with these people. And we did a segment for the Home and Family show, and it was incredible. It was so funny because we're in Universal Studios, and there's all different segments that we did. So we'd walk out of this house that was a fake house. It was all inside, was, you know, there's no roof on it. It's all cameras and things. And as we would walk out of the house, it was a bright day. We put our sunglasses on, and these trams would come by with all kinds of people in them, you know, for Universal Studios. One came by with, I think the people were from Japan. The whole bus was from Japan. And they stopped the bus. They were taking pictures of us. It was like, you know, we're waving to them and signing autographs, and they had no idea who we were. And it was great. So I had my 10 minutes of fame with these people. It was pretty funny.
And do you have to promote Girls in the Garage at all anymore, or do you have a waiting list?
Anyone can come. The biggest group we had was about 320 inside our shop. Now, this is inside our shop. And with 12 car stations. So it was, and it still had a fact that we were not overcrowded at all. It was like we were still had room, but it was the funnest group because tons of people. One group of 187 Girl Scouts were there. So that was pretty funny. You know, a lot of good experience here because the event is absolutely no charge. We cater it, and we have a live band at the same time.
Can you tell me off the top of your head the 12 stations?
Well, we change them all the time. Okay. Open and hood of a car, how to check your fluids. So we have all the fluids on top of the car. We do a timing belt station. We do the very, very, very popular tire changing station, teach you how to change a tire. We have 8-year-old girls changing tires. Of course, it's like, you know, when you see those cartoons where all little ants are helping each other, but they do it. We have an engine actually that's suspended from the ceiling, and we have people change a water pump. on a Toyota. They change it right. They do it all themselves. We have a water pump that's a different color. And we say, okay, put this water pump on. We'll teach them how, you know, what the air tools. And we actually have workbenches that I made that are all power tools, but they're all battery operated tools so they can use them. We have a transmission station where we teach them about transmissions. We have our transmission guy going through that. We do brakes. We'll do differentials. If we have a car in the shop where there's a differential that's real bad, we'll set up the car so they can see what a differential is. We'll do an alignment station. We have a Hunter alignment machine, which is gorgeous. We'll teach them what happens when your tire pressure is too low and too high, if you're out of alignment, that kind of things. We have interstate batteries. I have a couple guys come in, they bring one of their race cars, and they'll teach them how to jump cars, how the right way to do it. If you're ever stuck, you know, how to either jump the car or safely get us to the side of the road or whatever. We'll teach. We have the California Highway Patrol come in, and they'll teach what not to do. We have the Orange County Sheriff's Department come in, and that's very interesting because they'll bring their motorcycles right into the shop. Always a great station because they ask the police, you know, all the questions. You know, what happens if you do this, that?
Are you doing anything with child seats?
We have not done child seats yet, but see, it's a good idea. We have Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. We do Mothers Against Drunk Drivers probably every third time. We'll bring the crash car in. It's on a trailer in glass where people have actually died in an accident. We'll have a line going down the middle of our shop with, we have drunk goggles that they can try. My wife called it, it was Girls in the Garage, but my wife called it Kevin's Harem in the Garage because it's like a party. Okay, so we changed that. But what we did do is we took alcohol out of the equation totally, because once we started, you know, the Orange County Sheriffs came in, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, of course, we didn't want to serve alcohol there, and the Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts were a big part of it, and so it's a fully catered event, but no alcohol at all. So that was one thing that changed.
How long ago did you evolve out of alcohol? Years ago?
Yeah. What we did is I was going into a store, and I saw a little Girl Scout troop selling cookies, and I started thinking to myself, I go, you know what? Little girls have moms or older sisters. So I went up and I talked to the moms that were there, and I said, you know what? This is what we do. Would you be interested in bringing your troop in? And he said, absolutely. And now I became partners with the Girl Scouts of Orange County, which is 33,000 girls, and they can get a badge in one night. When I told my guys the Girl Scouts are coming, they go, how young are you going to do this? And I thought, well, you know, let's just try it. It was the best group. The absolute best group ever. And now the Girl Scout troop is our station that teaches you how to open your hood and check your tire pressure. Girl Scouts do that.
There's no problem with, you know, starting them young. Like you said, they have sisters and moms and aunts, and they all can be customers.
They're the best. You know, the little girls have the best questions because they don't know enough to not ask a question. It's like, well, what about this? Like one of the little girls says, well, when you get a flat tire, who brings you a new tire? And I go, well, it's in your car. You have another tire in your car? Yeah. So we show them, and all this evolved to the different things we teach. And it's always an open book. One of the best stations we ever had was we had a chemistry teacher. One of the stations was chemistry in your car. You talk about people, us, all the guys, we're amazed at the different things. You know, why the different octanes of gas? What's the difference between gas and diesel? What does a catalytic converter do? You know, why can't you pass smog sometimes? And it was all explained, and it was just incredible, incredible. Think about chemistry in your car. You ever think about that? No.
Where are you getting all your ideas?
Like you just told us with child seats. That's something that, you know, young women, babies and stuff, that is very important stuff. And all of these things, the ideas that we get are kind of over the top sometimes because no one else would teach it. You know, we bring in different groups. Like there's no one in our facility that sells anything. We will not let a vendor come in And so we had like insurance people come in. Hey, can we come in and, you know, take everybody's name and number and tell them what to do in a case of an accident and things like that. And I said, well, you can do it. You can actually come in and have a booth, but you can't, you know. I had one particular guy says, well, that's what I do. I sell car insurance. I said, well, that's great, but we're not going to let you.
Can you measure the ROI at all?
It's incredible, the retention of these people. They come in, hey, I was at Girls in the Garage. You know, here's my free oil change coupon. But, you know, can you do AC and all these things? You know, we have to educate people of all the things we do. And it is amazing the amount of people that leave Girls in the Garage and go home and tell their parents. You know, their parents will bring their cars in and certain things like that. The only thing I can tell you is that our business quadrupled in 4 years. Quadrupled. And we were the number one shop in the center. And now we have, given ideal, right now we have 63 cars on our daily, average of 63 cars in the shop at all times. We get 17 new cars a day and 17 cars leave. It's like a turning and turning and turning. The hardest part of this is going from, you know, when you're getting 17 cars a day, you have to have the mechanics, you have to have everything in sync as to what happens to that car. We're having trouble keeping track of cars. In the beginning, go, whoa, you know, oh, geez, forgot about this one. And we're all scrambling. But now the system is in place where the car actually follows a procedure.
Do you have a workflow system?
Yes, yes. That's the only way that we could keep track of it.
You got to come back for an interview, and we just got to dig into, you know, your level of production at that volume level. But going back to Girls in the Garage, what's your budget every month?
About $5,000 a month. We pay out $5,000
to hold that one event.
Yeah, because we fully cater it. We'll advertise it, and all of our advertising is geared toward Girls in the Garage. So if we can, that's like a fixed amount. But the amounts that we spend on would more or less be food, entertainment. We buy a lot of things so the girls can use while they're there. Like, well, safety glasses, and we give them to them. We have lanyards. We have cards. We have all kinds of things that are associated with Girls in the Garage that we give away. We're also partners with the American Cancer Society. Make-A-Wish is really fun. So we have a lot of stuff that we will give money to. Girls in the Garage actually is a nonprofit. We made it a part of our business, but it's a nonprofit, so we can get cars donated to us, and we can sell cars and use the money for Girls in the Garage. So that's kind of a good thing. But we do put out a lot of money.
This is not only a brand. This is a business.
Oh, definitely. What we're going to do, I think, in the near future is put together some kind of franchise thing for it. Because believe me, if a shop just did what we did and are looking for business, they will never have to look for business again and have fun doing it. And we have, you know, all of our logos are kind of over the top, really great logos. A lot of the stuff we give away is very professional printing.
High quality, high end. It goes back to something I was asking earlier about changing the image of our industry. It sure sounds like that's one of your missions.
It is something that people just walk in and go, whoa.
Talk to me about the atmosphere of this session, because when you told me earlier, I'm sitting there with my mouth open. He says, yeah, we got this new really cool disco ball and this light over here. I got a light rack up, and these guys are wondering what I'm doing. Tell us about that.
Well, okay, you ever been to a Pink Floyd concert? Okay, so the shop, first of all, is epoxy floors. It's every bit of the shop is clean and well kept. When I got the idea of doing this, I went to my daughter's boyfriend, Ryan on Fire. I said, Ryan on Fire. I go, I need something. I need something spectacular. He goes, what do you mean? I go, and this is my, you know, my age coming out. I said, I want something bitchin'. goes, bitching. I go, yeah. He goes, how much you want to spend? I go, I want it bitching. We start coming up with, they're called X lasers, which are lasers that are suspended and they're permanent, and you can write on the walls with them. You can, they're atmospheric lasers, which means that not only can you write on the walls, but you can bend light with them, in the air. It's absolutely the craziest thing you've ever seen. But, you have to have a fog machine that you know, puts that haze out there so the light can travel through it. So we started with one laser, and I think we got the second one about 2 days later because it was too much. Awesome. It was like being in the 60s and you're sitting there staring at something and you feel a certain way, and these machines do it for you. It is the most incredible system that it just does anything and everything. It can put a staircase in the air and move. It's just like weird. It's all atmospherics.
Is this important to the girls, or this important to you?
Well, that's what a lot of people ask me. That's what I'm saying, is why are you doing it? Why did you buy that? Well, anyway, the funny thing is when these girls walk into the shop for the first time, or anybody works in a shop, we have video of just their mouths open, just looking around like, what is this?
This is going to be special. It's one of those, oh my God, this is going to be a special evening.
Oh yeah. We have a 25,000 pound lift in the shop. That's for big trucks. That is a band stage. And we set it up to where we have a truss system, which is a powder coated, beautiful, like in concerts where they build all the lights on. We have that around the stage. We have a lighting system. In our office, it looks like mission control. We can control all the lights. We can control anything they do. We can control what color they are. We can control what color the floors are. We can control where our spotlights want to go. So our system, and not every shop has to have an $80,000 system, but we do.
Oh, my.
It's incredible. The system is so high-tech that we have guys come in that will teach us new stuff that we didn't even know they did. Like, and the cool thing is that when we're closed at night, our lights are on. And people drive by and say, what in the world is this going on here?
So you're not just using it once a month. This is a feature of your shop, is that people look through the glass doors and they see a Pink Floyd concert going on inside with no musicians.
Exactly. Exactly. But we do let the music play too. Like, I was there the other night, we're working on something, and five highway patrol cars pulled up because they're having dinner up the street, and they all get out and go, what in the world is this? So high patrols in there just looking around going, I have never seen anything like this. It's just incredible.
The music and the lights, are they constantly going, or do you do time on the stations and everybody moves and then there's entertainment between? How's it work?
Yeah, what we do is, because of the car stations, they need to hear, you know, the live band will play different segments, and the lights are, we don't turn those on until like the band starts playing. What we can do is the atmosphere of the shop when you walk in is all pinks, light blues. All the lights are, you know, they're all programmed to go one direction and stay. And so when you walk in, it just looks like it's a stage. Like, you know, the lights are there for the cars and things like that. And as we go, we'll have, the fun thing is, this is the band we have right now is called the Kelly Boys. And we changed the band, but they're so good that it's a country western band. And they will get the girls dancing. We'll have dance contests, where that is hilarious. They'll do line dancing. And when they do that, the lights are just full on. It is crazy. You know, part of the deal is that when they walk in and they see all this stuff, I think it's part of a psychological thing when they walk in, they say, wow, this place is different. And they don't really, they can see the lights, but until we hit them with them. We have to have waiver signs and things because we got all kinds of strobes and all kinds of crazy stuff.
So how long is the event and how long are the stations?
they can be as long as they want them to be. One of the stations is on a lift where it's a classroom. We teach check engine lights on it. And we have a guy that has all the different sheets with all the check engine lights. And that can be a longer station than most because there's a lot of check engine lights. So, you know, if you're opening your hood, that's a 5-minute station. If you're checking tire pressure, that's 5 minutes. Changing a tire, we have two stations for that because it's real popular. And that takes 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes each person. It is like an open house venue where you can go anywhere you want in the shop. You know, you can look at your cars. Hey, I haven't done this one yet, so let's go over here. If that station's busy, they go somewhere else. So we have different things they can do and different things everybody's. And it's really funny because you don't have one station where there's 100 people at it. You have everyone takes their time. There are 12, 15 people at each place. And they're eating and playing with the ratchets and changing water pump. Everybody's doing something at the same time. So it starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. It's a first Wednesday night of each month. It starts at 5. We get people lining up from 4:30 on, and we put them through the front office where they get a lanyard. They sign in, and we'll hold them all off until we've got, you know, it's probably about 10 minutes after 5, we let everybody in. And the band is playing while they're not in there. You know, so we got the band playing there. We got, and it's a pretty sophisticated stereo system, if you can imagine. It's just, the funny thing is a band stage we have is a full-on setup band stage. You just have to have people walk up and bring their instruments. Everything else is set up. All the mixers, everything's there. They just plug in. We even have a drummer's place where the drummer can sit by himself. It's crazy.
I'm in awe. I don't think the average person could duplicate this overnight. I mean, you say you'd love to take this thing out on the road, you know, quote unquote. Does anyone have to spend $80,000 on a light show to do Girls in the Garage?
No. Part of the deal is with the logos we have, and we have all the things that we've done, experience which work. You have to have some type of attractant, if you will. You know, the lasers are an attractant. It's just the most bizarre thing you've ever seen. But during the night, we have a lot of kids come in. So we have a snow cone machine. We've got a popcorn machine. We've got a cotton candy machine. We have ice cream. We've got food. We've got drinks. We've got a place where there's actually a dance floor in the shop. Where the dance floor is in-ground lifts, so they're a little high. So we built something over that so no one trips on it. But there are a lot of things. This is a full-on running shop. This is a full-on shop where there's tools and things like that. But the nice thing is that we have this shop and then we have the shop next door. So all of our basic stuff will move. We'll move out. We'll buff the floors, get all ready to go. So we have a lot of space. If we didn't have the space, we'd do it outside.
How long does it take to prepare?
We close at noon, the day of the event. Like the caterer's set up, the band set up, all of our equipment is there. It's all clean and ready to go.
Catered food. What kind of food?
We have a guy named Chicago Dan. Incredible. He'll do, a lot of time we'll do pastas because it's easy to do and it's hot and it's good. He'll do chilies. He'll do pizzas. He'll do different kinds of sandwiches, all kinds of desserts.
Any time of the year that you don't get the kind of turnout you expect, maybe summer?
Actually, it's funny because on the times that you don't expect, you're going to have a lot. Like school just started last week, and it was the first week, the first Wednesday of the month was right after the holiday. And we thought, oh my God, we're not going to show how many. 195 showed up, and that was the day after the Monday holiday and school starting.
Any repeats?
Yeah, we have those that, especially like the Girl Scout troops, not repeats on the troops, but they'll bring their families in. They'll bring their sisters and things like that. We see some of the people the same, but not very many. I mean, as far as maybe they won't come every time, but they'll keep educating. The cool thing about it is we change the stations all the time. So they're learning something new. If they didn't learn it last time, they can come and spend more time at the next one.
So anyone who's not doing a women's seminar, women's clinic, they better pay attention and do something. I mean, is that your recommendation to a shop owner today?
You know what? When we first started it, I had so many butterflies. I mean, I'm going, oh my God, what is this going to be like? What's it going to be like? And then when it started, I'm thinking, wow, you know, they really, you know, they have some great questions. And we thought we were teaching the stuff they wanted to know. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, they'd ask questions like, you know, how come my tire wears out on the inside and all those crazy things. The questions, I can't think of anyone thing particular, but there's some funny ones. You just go, oh my God, how did you not know that? Like, we'll joke with them too. Like the April one, we do April Fools. We do an April Fools car. And it's just hilarious. I was the guy that checked the fluids. And so we had underneath the car, we had long tubes of chocolate. So I dip it in. That's how you check it. And I said, you know what? You can wipe it off. And I look for a rag. So I just do it across my mouth. And I go, okay. And then and they're looking at me like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And then the power strain fluid, I go, that's a little too high. I take a straw and suck it out of there. And it was strawberry syrup. Just weird, stupid stuff, you know? And they're just looking at me like, oh my God.
What I hear you doing, as crazy as it sounds, and I'm looking at your face saying, am I crazy or not? I mean, you're really creating a memory, you know, because they're gonna come and say, the guy wiped the dipstick on his, you know, on his tongue, and it ended up being chocolate. But geez, I was just shocked. Absolutely creating memories.
So it's fun. You know, I have to attribute a lot of the fun to the Girl Scouts because they're so much fun. And then we get volleyball teams in. The whole volleyball team comes in and they're all, you know, the older the girls get, the more shy they get, kind of like if they're in a group. And then, so we'll just pick them out. We say, oh, your turn. It was point right at them, say, what's your name? You know, your turn to change a tire. And they'll look at me like, but then she gets into it. We do not help them. We will tell them what to do, how to do it, but we don't help them. And when they're done, these girls screaming and doing standing ovation. What? It was, you know, it's really fun because they get a lot of, and then the next one wants to do it. Next one wants to do it. So you gotta, we look for, and I told my guys, you look for anybody that's alone. You look for anybody in the corner that's not participating or they're kind of looking back. That's when you want. Go and get them involved.
Yeah, those are great strategies. I mean, you're just not holding this event just to say you hold it and check the box. You're really making sure that they're walking away with a lot of information. There's some entertainment value, but that no one is left alone.
Definitely. We have guys that aren't at a station that their whole job is to find people that are like sitting back. And, you know, you go and talk to them and say, hey, do you know how to check your coolant? Like we'll have one car there that is set up to where, okay, what do you do now? And we have like a machine under that blows smoke all over the engine. And it's, say, what do? You're going to go in and pull your radiator cap? No, because it's going to burn you.
I see.
Let it sit, you know? And so we'll try to educate them and answer the questions. There's a lot of things where the girls, want to know specifically about. You know, like gas, how come I have to put the premium gas in, or should I do that? Or what happens if this happens? And it's fun because hands on, I told my guy, we have gloves everywhere that the girls can hands on anything. And that's what we want to do. You want to check your fluids? Well, here, this is how you do it. So pull it out, look at the fluid, what's the level on it, wipe it off, put it back, check it again. And it's all hands-on stuff. We don't show them, you know, this is how you check it. This, we tell them, okay, dip here. And so we get them involved. The station with the check engine lights, real popular. Everyone wants to learn how to change a tire. They'll go home and tell their dad they changed a tire. How about the 9-year-old that went home and told, hey, Dad, I changed a water pump on a Toyota RAV4. Another thing, too, is we videotape everyone. They're all on YouTube. If you look up Girls in the Garage and you'll pick a date, like Girls in a Garage, March of 16. They're all different. We like that particular one I'm telling you about is we had classic cars, and now all classic cars, which was cool. It was fun. But you learn real quick. The guys with classic cars don't want you touching them.
You've got this great quote-unquote theme going on, but you're sub-theming it, as you said, with the classic cars. And I love the video idea. So anyone can go back and watch the event that they participated in.
Yes. And now, starting next month, Girls in Garage will be live. We have all kinds of cameras through the shop. and you can watch it live.
You're going to go Facebook or YouTube?
We're thinking it's going to be a live thing on, off our website. You can click on live and it will go. I've never done the Facebook thing yet, but as far as using their live stuff, but it'll be on our website live so they can click right in and see all the cameras, all the sounds, the cameras for the event, which is pretty cool.
Anything you do over differently?
Probably get another laser. No, you know what? We've evolved in it. Like right now I don't know if you know the truss system. The truss system is at concerts. It's a full-on professional level, and we just got it in. We already had one up, but this one is a different one that we can raise up and let down at any time and clean it or just change things on it, which is kind of cool.
I realize one thing. When you go all 9 yards out, man, you are unstoppable. Incredible. Wow.
It's fun.
As the interview kept going, Kevin, I kept learning more and more and really truly understand your passion for this. And boy, you took something and you ran with it and you've literally created probably that I would have known the most significant women's clinic called the Girls in the Garage ever.
Yeah.
Congrats to you, man.
It's crazy. It's fun. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more things, like, part of it is we do, when we're doing the same station all the time, we kind of got, let's try this, you know, let's try this angle because everyone really liked to do that. So we change it up and it's a lot of fun. Like we're more like the water pump thing. Changing the water pump was like, are you kidding me? And they loved it. You know, they go home and tell their parents, I just changed a water pump. And it's like, what?
I would have never guessed in a million years that that could have been a valuable station. Well, hey, Kevin Hurley, Mission Viejo, Transmission and Auto Repair with the Girls in the Garage. Thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much. We'd love to do it again.
We will. Thanks, man. Hey, thanks, Kevin Hurley, for sharing your passion for Girls in the Garage. Your passion looks to be overshadowed by your energy. A great combination as you work hard to change the image of our industry through your Girls in the Garage program. Hey, find the show notes and talking points with Kevin Hurley at remarkableresults.biz/E265. And another reason you listen is you can time shift. Since podcasts are on demand, you listen when you can and time allows. You may even listen to one podcast over two sessions. It happens all the time. I know it works great with my listening app. Find the downloads for iOS or Android on my app page. And one of the biggest ways podcast grows in general is through word of mouth. Many in the aftermarket do not know what a podcast is or even how to listen. Hey, do your part. Get this educational resource to your friends and colleagues in the industry. Remember, all ships rise as we work hard to give you this very personal educational resource. Hey, a big thanks for your support.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.